the John Paul Jones Arena, Chris Graham and Scott German, and we're going to break down the Virginia 53-51 loss to NC State. And Scott, join me in here. Virginia had a chance to win this game at the end. Casey Morcell misses a contested three at the buzzer. Virginia went on a 15-0 run over a 10-13 stretch in the second half. NC State went over 10 minutes scoreless in this one, and then rallied in the last few minutes to steal this one, as I called it in the recap on the website, Augusta Free Press website. Scott, this feels like one that obviously Cavaliers should have taken home.
Yeah, this falls under the cliche, we snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Feels like that, yeah.
Not the play you wanted to end the game with. It was kind of a cluster muck, and that's not something we're used to seeing. You said we didn't have any timeouts, but you would have thought that that would have been something they would have discussed in the timeout prior to the free throw, or at least what are we going to do if that shot is missed, and gotten off a better shot than what was actually, you know, what was actually taken. If you were NC State, that's the shot you were hoping that they would force us to take, a contested off-balance shot.
By Casey Morcell, who's shooting 15% from three this year.
Yeah, with a couple of players standing under the basket pretty much unguarded.
Yeah, Jay Huff was under the basket. Just to set the scene, obviously, if you're watching us here live, you probably just saw the play yourself. But if you're listening to us on the podcast after, Devin Daniels was fouled, 7.2 seconds to go, Virginia down 52-51, and he made the first of a two-shot foul. Tony Bennett calls timeout in between, slightly to ice the shooter, but also then to, while icing the shooter, then to try to set up
a play.
A play of some sort. Virginia gets what they want in terms of a free throw miss, and the rebound actually went to Morcell, and Casey Morcell then drives up the court, obviously very enthusiastically, in the sense that he didn't pass the ball. He's the one who grabbed the rebound and made his way up the court. He was contested the whole way. And in that scramble situation, he ends up, I'm looking at the spot on the floor. He was right in front of the UVA bench, pulled up from three. I mean, to be fair to him, there was contact made on that shot, but you're also, unless you're in the Final Four in Minneapolis, you're not going to get a foul on a contested three at the buzzer in this kind of situation. He's not Kyle Guy.
We may never get a foul on a contested three at the buzzer again.
He's not Kyle Guy. He's not going to earn that either. You've got to earn that a little bit too. And the shot misses. And so it actually just grazed the front rim as the buzzer sounded. But Virginia was down 42-31 with 13:51 to go. And actually for that 10-minute and 13-second stretch, held State scoreless, went on that 15-0 run, all fueled by the insertion of Francisco Cofaro, of all people, in the lineup. Virginia went from down 42-31 to up 46-42, and then a couple of threes. A C.J. Bryce contested three. A Markell Johnson contested three, put NC State on top. Virginia went 437, the final 437, without a field goal. The only thing Virginia was able to get in that final stretch were some free throws. That said, you know, you don't have to make a lot. If you just make one shot at the end, you win this game. Lawrence Funderburk, I'm talking about the Ohio State guy from years ago, DJ Funderburk, who was really for a long stretch in this game unstoppable, 14.6 of 8 from the field, fouled out with 6:48 to go. He was the offense for NC State for much of this game. He fouled out 6:48 to go. You had to feel pretty good for UVA chances. All this adds up, Scott. I mean, again, it feels like your heart's ripped out from you. You should have won this game. Everything adds up. Virginia out-rebounds NC State 40-30. The shooting was pretty much equal. Virginia had a big turnover disadvantage in the first half. When you look at points off turnovers, Virginia actually narrowed the gap there to 12-10 disadvantage. You had the great game off the bench from Cofaro, but you win the game. So bottom line, you lose.
So, you know, we've sat up here all year, and kind of lambasted some of the players for not being assertive enough, not shooting. Not to name names, but Cody Statman, and at times Casey Morcell.
That's naming names.
Okay. but so tonight, he grabs the rebound, he comes down, and it looked like he was determined to take that final shot. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? That maybe he's beginning to feel a little more, it didn't go in, but could that possibly be an encouraging sign that maybe Casey's starting to feel a little more comfortable to take that shot.
He was 4-for-9 from the floor. He hit a 3, 1-for-3. And
so he was 4-for-8 before then.
Yeah, he was 4-for-8. And, he, you know, they weren't, you know, a couple of those were dribble drives to the basket, but he hit a couple of pull-up jumpers. The 1-3 was a nice a play where he, you know, made a contested 3. So, you know, yeah, he feels confident enough to take that shot. That's a sign of something.
It may have not been the shot that we needed, but it, again, I'm just trying to find a,
yeah, trying to find a positive there. Yeah,
positive. And, you know, I've been, you know, bemoaning the fact that they don't want to shoot the ball at times. It seems like they don't want the ball in their hands to shoot. And then here he is tonight, taking the ball court from length of the court, mm-hmm, and putting a shot up. Had he made it, he would have been, he would have still been celebrating on the floor right now. We would have won the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'm almost inclined to say, you know, you can't, I don't take moral victories or anything positive, but he's, it looks like he's a little more aggressive now, playing a little more aggressive.
Well, there's
and
that.
More assertive.
More assertive, and he's, you know, he kind of looked tonight like he only looked once this year, the Arizona State game, the win up in Connecticut on the Sunday there. I would say this about Virginia too. You know, 4-4 record in the ACC. If Jay Huff makes a free throw, we're not talking about, you know, shooting like you know, Pistol Pete Maravich or anything else. Just makes a free throw in regulation against Syracuse, Virginia wins that game. I look at the Florida State loss down in Tallahassee last week. The team that shot 41 jump shots shot as many free throws as the team that shot 25 at the rim. If the game is called the way it should have been called that night, Virginia gets to win there. This one here, very similar. I mean, it's not like, you know, North Carolina's 1-5 in the ACC right now, and they're getting their asses handed to them every night. This Virginia team, you're talking about, the only one I can't explain is the Boston College loss up in Chestnut Hill, of all the ones you can't explain. But obviously, the three of the four losses were games that Virginia should have won with this underperforming team.
Yeah, you know, I think, first of all, getting, just go back to Casey again. I'm not trying to pretend that I know what Tony Bennett's inside his mastermind head, but I think he's going to use that as to go over and talk to and tell Casey he's proud of the confidence that he had to take that shot, because I believe that that is a positive thing. And I think that's how you should approach that. There is a lot of positive sign. I think Tony's got the pieces to have a smooth running engine.
Yeah.
But he just hasn't found the parts yet to put it together yet. And as much as we're praising Casey tonight, some guys out there that's just not stepping up. And again, not to name names, but Sadman and Walden Tensei. Those are not the efforts you have to have if you're going to win in this league.
Yeah, Walden Tensei got in foul trouble early. It was a non-factor. I don't think he scored. Stats, yeah, he didn't score. He was 0-for-3 in 18 minutes.
Statman 1-for-4 in both of the, and that shot was a layup.
And honestly, I mean, Mamadi Diakite shooting 5 shots in this game. Jay Huff shooting 6 shots in this game. You need more from your bigs. They both scored 8 points, but they're a combined 5-of-11. You know, Braxton Key only shot the ball once in the second half. Didn't play a lot. In fact, the lineup changed when Kafaro was brought in. That turned things around. Key and Diakite. I don't think Key got back in the game after that stretch.
He came back in maybe the last play.
Let's click on his name and see when he checked out. I don't know that he got back in the game, to be honest. Scroll up. Scroll up there if you would. Keep scrolling. We'll be able to see. He subbed in with 36 seconds left. So he went out at 11:27 and subbed back in with 36 seconds.
Yeah, which is kind of I asked you that. You said, well, we made a nice run there.
The lineup was the lineup that got the lead, yeah.
But then when the lineup that was surrendering the lead, you had thought he would have been back in the game.
Well, they surrendered the lead, though, unfortunately, when, you know, there's a fine line there, I guess. So, but the lineup, let's give Francisco Gaffaro credit. I guess his plus minus would end up being pretty positive there. He came in down 11. Virginia led by as many as 4 late in this game before that last final stretch there. Kafaro had a nice game, and that's about it. I mean, Kia Clark, 10 points. Only one guy in double figures for UVA, 10 points for Kia Clark, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. it's not a good thing that he had 7 rebounds, the 5'9 point guard in 37 minutes, and Jay Huff had 4 rebounds, the 7'1 center. There's some, you know, that's the 1-2, though.
Yeah, and we talked, there was a sequence of plays in the first half, I believe, where your 7'1" center knocks down a 3, and your 5'9" guy has a driving basket, a layup to the basket.
Yeah.
That's not the ACC basketball that I'm used to seeing.
At least those were two positive things.
As an old person, but it is.
Those were positive, but, you know, yeah, again, Huff. On a night, again, the UVA out rebounds NC State 40-30, but you know, you expect more out of your big guys. You know, and your leading rebounder again was Braxton Key, a guard. He had 8 rebounds. Adiakite did have 7 rebounds, but you know, the frustrating thing will be that this team is just really literally a couple plays away from either being 6-2 or 7-1 in the ACC. Instead, they're 4-4.
Yeah, and I think the bottom line is the margin of error for this team is that close, which there is no margin there.
Yeah.
And you can't have a game in which 3 of your 5 starters or 3 of your key rotation players have the stats that Statman, Key, or Statman, Walden Pense, and Diakite put up tonight. I mean, those are just numbers. Yeah. You can't – those guys have to be playing – much better basketball than that for us to be successful. And to think that all 3 of them had really poor games tonight and we ended up losing the game
by 2 points to an NC State team that brought everybody back from last
year. You want to go beat your head up against the wall.
The only guy I would say had a good game tonight was Casey Morcell, and he misses the 3 at the buzzer that would have won it.
Right.
I mean, if you look at this, you look at that box score, I'll keep staring at that box score that's just off screen here. Look at that box score. Casey Morcell is the only guy that I would say had a good game tonight. And he was 4-for-9 from the floor and missed a contested 3 at the buzzer when he should have passed the ball. So yeah, all that said, I mean, we're talking about a team that has all these warts, all these flaws, all these pimples on their butts. They lost by 2 points to a pretty damn good NC State team.
Yeah, yeah. And
they should have won the game.
Should have won the game. So there's hope. It's a learning process.
It's a learning process, and
it's painful. Sometimes you learn your best lessons from losing, and a game like tonight is frustrating, but you know, I don't see anyone trying to take that national championship banner
still
down.
Yeah.
Still there. It's going to be there. And
I got a visual on it right now.
And I sleep. I think that's the last thing I envision at night when I go to sleep. So, you know, this is an up and down season that you hope that by the end of the season we're playing our best basketball. That's all you can ask.
Got to put some wins up, get yourself into postseason play. And I mean, I still think that this team, if we can figure out between Morcell, Statman, Walter Tensai, a score amongst that group.
A three-headed monster
to add,
or one guy. Maybe the combination of
them. Yeah, somebody. And
none
really,
of those 3 played well tonight.
It doesn't have to be. Morcell did, yeah. If one of those guys can step up on a nightly basis, if you can get some consistency out of Key, Diakite, Huff, Clark, this team, the college basketball is so down this year. The ACC is kind of played back to the pack. We, you know, it's still, what's today, January 20th. There's a lot of basketball to be played, but it's still a learning process. It is a little frustrating. We've been spoiled. 66-6-2 seasons will do that to you. Spoiled though the last couple of years, and so it's, you know, we're watching a team in progress.
In the pregame press room, one of the comments from one of the announcers tonight that did the game, Sean McDonough, said, you know your program's arrived when you still got a tremendous fan base. We had a great crowd here.
Great crowd. Got really loud in the second
really
half.
Loud.
Yeah.
And you're a team that's 4-4, and you're looking at that, or 4-3, but coming into tonight as a team that's struggling. And so I think it is a sign that the program has certainly evolved into a national powerhouse, because you don't have to look far in this conference to see how some programs have really dropped off, like Carolina this year.
Yeah.
They didn't lose half the firepower that we lost during the offseason.
Yeah, yeah, it is a sign. And final score again, NC State 53, Virginia 51. And we've already got a explosive game recap on the game recap on the site. We'll have more coming up after the game as we kind of break down the numbers and more. We have a little bit of a break. Virginia does not play again until Sunday on the road at Wake Forest, I believe that game is. So a little bit of a break in between here. One of those weird things. We played Saturday, Monday, and next week we play a Sunday, Tuesday. So 6 days off in between, and then you play a couple back-to-back almost. And then another little break before next weekend. So anyway, the UVA Wake Forest game is Sunday. We'll get you ready for that one as the week rolls out. Also, news on the website about the apparent interview, Robert and I, offensive coordinator for the UVA football team, talking with Hawaii about the open head coaching job there. So we have some news on that, and we'll be following that story, whatever developments there may be there. And whatever else there pops up in UVA sports world. For Scott Sherman, I'm Chris Graham, signing off. Everyone have a great night.